Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the Germination Podcast this week. Current regulations in Canada surrounding plants with novel traits, or PNTs, have created an innovation barrier in terms of applying genome editing technologies to the development of new varieties, particularly in public sector research. That's the finding of a recent survey of 93 public and private plant breeders conducted by researchers at the University of Saskatchewan, including lead researcher Stuart Smythe, associate professor in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Saskatchewan. According to the survey results, current PNT regulations are having an impact on present variety development research. 77% of respondents indicated that Canada's PNT regulatory framework needs to be updated to reflect current levels of knowledge and the advancements in plant breeding technologies. The regulatory system developed in Canada in the early 1990s to regulate genetically modified products regulates plants with novel traits, comparing them to conventional varieties. PNT varieties are approved if a risk assessment concludes the risk of the PNT variety is substantially equivalent to conventional crop varieties. Regulatory approval decisions are based on the final product, not the process used to create the product. However, more than a quarter of plant breeders are expressing they view PNT regulations to be a barrier to investment. Well, the good news for plant breeders is that Canada's novel food regulations are currently the topic of a 60-day public consultation period. I sat down with Stuart Smythe this week to discuss the public consultations, his submission to Health Canada, and why he thinks the public consultations are a good thing for Canadian plant breeders. Enjoy our chat. Stuart, thank you so much for sitting down with me today. I was just having a look at the submission that your team at the University of Saskatchewan has sent to Health Canada as part of the public consultation process. Why is this public consultation period so important for you and your team at the university?
As a country, our plant breeders are less innovative than they might otherwise be, right? And so, you know, if we're going to seriously address changing climates from by ensuring that our producers have the best technologies available, we need our public breeders to have access to the best tools too.
Now, as I mentioned in my introduction, your team did quite a comprehensive survey of plant breeders on this topic. What for you was sort of the most concerning statistic that came out of that survey?
At least 20% of the research projects they were involved with had been ended because either they or someone else in their organization thought it might be a PNT and just said, we have to drop that research or find a way of making sure it's not a PNT.
Now, I'm just looking over your submission to Health Canada, which you developed in collaboration with Peter Phillips at the University of Saskatchewan School of Public Policy. Now, you've noted in there that Canada's PNT system, which is used pretty efficiently for GM foods, is not proportionate to the risks arising from new breeding techniques like gene editing. You also say in there that you support Health Canada's move to establish new guidelines, to clarify the concept of novelty, to introduce tiers, and to address retransformance specifically. You also suggest that this is an opportunity to drive out inefficiencies that can delay decisions in these matters. What for you has been the most positive part of this whole public consultation experience?
The one thing that truly stands out for me is just how much of this is based on scientific evidence, where they've said we've been regulating these products for over 25 years now. We have excellent knowledge about, you know, the impacts, the effects on nutrition, on the environment. And there's no reason, you know, no scientific evidence to suggest that they're a harm or a risk. And we can begin to sort of reduce the regulatory burden on some of these plant technologies that that are part of conventional agriculture. I mean, the research that I've done over the last couple of years suggests that, you know, virtually 100% of the corn and canola grown in Canada now are all herbicide-tolerant varieties. They might not be genetically modified varieties, but they would certainly all be P&T varieties, and well over 90% of the soybeans are the similar situation. So conventional soybean, canola, and corn production in Canada involves P&T varieties. So why would we be saying that these are somehow a unique or a novel variety when they constitute virtually 100% of Canada's production capacity?
Now, we can't really have a discussion about a topic like this without talking about public acceptance. And one thing that surprised me is that there really hasn't been a whole lot of controversy over this. There's really been next to nothing in the media to speak of regarding these public consultations. There seems to be a pretty quiet response to this, which is encouraging because you're not seeing the typical controversies that usually come out of these things, like the fear over genetically modified foods and things like that. That seems to be a little bit absent here. And what's your explanation for that?
I think the public has been increasingly reassured because of the COVID vaccines that have been developed, and so much of the government dialogue about the various vaccines are saying that these are biotechnology developed. The media is reporting on these being developed by biotech companies and the safety and efficacy of this. So the word biotech and safety has been part of the daily conversations. Certainly the public has been greatly reassured by the biotech development of COVID vaccines and are seeing, you know, if I'm willing to put a GM drug in my arm to prevent COVID, then my opposition to eating a genetically modified food product is kind of irrelevant. And so they're reassured by the safety and of the vaccines. And I think that's spilling over. There's a lot more pressing issues for individuals right now than worrying about or being concerned about revising gene editing regulations.
For those in our industry who have yet to maybe take part in the public consultations, to send a submission to Health Canada, what do you want them to know about this public consultation process and how crucial this really is for our industry?
This is so important that we get this implemented and to benefit the Canadian ag and environment sectors. So by the time we're coming out of the pandemic, we'll be fully set for a really fantastic, innovative decade ahead of us.
Thanks for listening. For more information on the public consultations, visit germination.ca/public. And for more great podcasts, visit germination.ca.